project. I will continue in my native language, in Russian. Я рада представить компанию.
I'm very happy to present to you the company Norilsky Nickel. This is one of the largest Russian companies that make a huge contribution to the Russian economy and to the world economy as well. This is a metallurgical company, and the particular feature is that it's located behind the Arctic, above the Arctic Circle, which creates very difficult conditions for work, and there are 75,000 people working in four regions. And the company produces different types of metals, for example, palladium, and I'm sure that every one of you has a cell phone and you will find palladium in these devices. Now, the mission of the company reflects the main objectives and the strategic goals, focusing on the environment, social issues, and sustainable development of the company and of the regions. Our strategy in terms of sustainable development also is in line with Russian national priorities in the area of social development and the environment. For us, one of the main things is to preserve our nature, clean air, reducing emissions, the safety of employment and development of regions where the company operates. The issue of sustainable development is integrated in our company's strategy since 2016, and the 2030 agenda and the SDGs have contributed significantly to this. We integrate these goals into the operations of the company and in our reporting, because initially we simply looked at how our activities fit into the SDGs. But then we developed that in implementing projects that are in line with the 17 goals. Now, in 2017, we carried out an analysis of which projects and which investments the company is carrying out in line with the SDGs. We are focusing on 12 SDGs. And on this diagram, you see the levels of investment that we make. We joined the pilot project because this project is fully compatible with our position, with our vision, and with the leading role that our company plays in the economy and accountability towards sustainable development. And we do believe that we'll be in a position to assess how the recommendations are applicable to companies like mine. Now, if we talk about the experience we have in reporting and accountability, we have been doing this for 15 years. We have quite a few national and international awards, and over the last 2 years, CSR reports have become sustainable reports, fully in line with GRI standards, and now the expanded version of this and annex applies to the metallurgical industry. Now, this slide shows you how we organize our business process and what subdivisions participate in its implementation. Now, on the screen, you have the cover of our report, the sustainability report, and it is quite an interesting document and a showcase document for UNCTAD. And now I'd like to give the floor to my partner, Mr. Skobarev, to continue.